Introduction. Market capitalization, a term often used in the financial realm, is a critical metric that reflects the overall value and size of a publicly traded company. It is a significant factor for investors and analysts as it provides insight into a company's standing in the market. In this article, we will explore market capitalization, its relevance, calculation methods, and its implications for investors. We'll also delve into the perspective of Nikhet Shingari, a renowned financial expert, on market capitalization. Understanding market capitalization. Market capitalization, also known as market cap, is the total value of a company's outstanding shares of stock. It is calculated by multiplying the current stock price by the total number of shares outstanding. Market cap determines the company's size and prominence in the financial markets, and it helps classify companies into different categories, such as large cap, mid cap, and small cap. The significance of market capitalization. Market capitalization is a crucial metric for investors and analysts to assess a company's worth. It provides a clear picture of a company's market standing, indicating whether it is a giant corporation or a relatively smaller entity. Investors often use market cap as one of the factors to make investment decisions, as it can reflect a company's growth potential and risk profile. Market capitalization by Nikhet Shingari. A unique perspective. Nikhet Shingari, a distinguished financial expert, emphasizes the importance of market capitalization in understanding a company's position in the market. According to Shingari, market cap not only reflects the company's current status but also offers insights into its future growth prospects. His vast experience and authority in the financial domain have made his perspective highly valued in the investment community. Calculating market capitalization. Market capitalization can be calculated using a straightforward formula. Market cap equals current stock price times total number of outstanding shares. For instance, if a company's stock is trading at $50 and it has 1 million outstanding shares, the market cap would be $50 million. Market capitalization. Categories. Market capitalization is used to categorize companies based on their size. While these classifications may vary slightly depending on different financial institutions, they generally fall into the following categories. 1. Large cap companies. Large cap companies have a market capitalization of over $10 billion. These are well-established, stable companies with a significant market presence. Examples of large cap companies include Apple Inc., Microsoft Corporation, and Amazon.com Inc. 2. Mid-cap companies. Mid-cap companies have a market capitalization between $2 billion and $10 billion. These companies are usually in a phase of expansion and have moderate growth potential. Examples of mid-cap companies include Dropbox Inc., Etsy Inc., and DocuSign Inc. 3. Small-cap companies. Small-cap companies have a market capitalization between $300 million and $2 billion. These companies are often in their early stages of growth and may have higher growth potential but also higher risk. Examples of small-cap companies include Green Plains Inc.,
Lynette Company Inc., and PetMed Express Inc. 4. Microcap companies. Microcap companies have the
smallest market capitalization, typically under $300 million. These companies are considered highly speculative and may be in the early development phase. Investing in microcap stocks carries significant risk due to their limited market presence. Examples of microcap companies include Transatlantic Petroleum Limited, Advaxis Inc., and Orpharmaceutical Inc. How market capitalization impacts investment strategies. Market capitalization plays a crucial role in shaping investment strategies. Different investors may have varying preferences when it comes to investing in companies of different sizes. Let's explore how market capitalization impacts investment strategies. 1. Growth versus value investing. Investors looking for higher growth potential and willing to take on more risk may lean towards investing in smaller companies with lower market capitalization. This approach is known as growth investing. On the other hand, value investors often seek larger, stable companies with lower valuations relative to their fundamentals. These companies typically have larger market capitalization and may pay dividends regularly. 2. Risk and return. Market capitalization is closely associated with risk and return. Large cap companies, being more established, may offer more stability and lower risk compared to smaller companies. However, smaller companies may present higher growth potential and higher risk. Conclusion. Market capitalization is a fundamental concept in the financial world, providing crucial insights into a company's value and size. Investors and analysts rely on this metric to make informed decisions regarding their investment strategies. With Nikhet Shingari's unique perspective and vast experience, understanding market capitalization becomes even more insightful. As an investor, incorporating market capitalization analysis into your decision-making process can enhance your chances of success in the dynamic world of finance.